really pumped up to welcome in podcast extraordinaire, former NFL offensive lineman, my good buddy Ross Tucker, the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and the host of the College Draft Podcast. You've been around so many young players, and you know, one that comes to mind right off the bat, you were a teammate of Jason Peters coming out. He was a high school college tight end from Arkansas and showed up, and he was playing special teams his first year at Buffalo, running down, covering kicks as a future all-pro offensive tackle. You know, obviously he was an upside player. How much of it is the mental side?
Peters is a great example, and it would be the one that I would bring up. You know, the first half of that season, Fran, he was on the practice squad. And then the second half of the season, they bumped him up to the active roster and started to use him as a weapon. The issue, though, with him, even through his second training camp, was that, you know, the mental aspect of playing the position did not come real naturally for him. There were enough mental errors that I remember thinking, I don't know how you could ever play this guy in a game. And I know Tom Donahoe, at one point in that second training camp, said, you know, it might take another year, but he'll get it. He'll figure it out. And he did. I mean, they put him in the lineup at right tackle midway through that year, the 05 season, and he really never looked back. I mean, he's the most gifted offensive lineman I ever played with by a lot. I thought he'd go on to have a nice career. I didn't know that he'd go on to have this kind of a career. But he was not afraid to work. He was so talented, so good, even when he was raw, that you knew if he put the time in and improved on his technique, which is a huge part of it. You know, I don't think people realize pro football is not easy. I mean, pro football is a grind, and you really have to treat it as your craft and work and strive to get better every single day, or you're going to get passed up. You know, just like everybody else listening out there, they've got some job they do. Hey, look, if you're a carpenter or a plumber, you get it. I mean, the guys that really work at their craft and maybe go to shows and have a mentor that helps teach them certain things, they're going to just keep getting better and better. Whereas the guys that just, I got my certification, I'm good, they might not get to that same level. And Jason was always willing to work.